Hello, adventurers, and welcome back. Big thanks to our patrons, Ryan Donnelly, Daniel Nichols, Brian Dowling, Haley Munoz, and Jolene Fresquez, along with many others in our show notes. So far, we have followed up with Cordelia as she prepares to enter the Temple of the Elements, seeking her mother's mysterious past. Also, Sophie and Scottmere, after discovering her dwarven bloodline, and now are seeking out the fate of her people in the shadow of the giants. We caught up with Dabria and Una, just in time for Una's body to be possessed by the spirit of Ash de la Rosa, a powerful necromancer and former ally of Lord Pallas. Well, now speaking of Lord Pallas, let's catch up with his son, Zoran, and Vash Silverbrand, the smuggler, as they begin their journey seeking allies as well in a city all too familiar to us, where it all began, in Port Lafour.
Dawn of Dragons, Season 6, Episode 4, Old Friends.
Come and get it right here, fried urchin and cream. Pick out cream, hop in deep, come on over, don't be scared.
What is that?
She just told you, pickled shrimp. It's delicious.
Zoran, does that look like shrimp to you?
Well, now that you mention it, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of bug or something. I'm gonna snag one.
Just, no. Go.
I don't know why that seems so odd to you. I mean, if you're hungry...
I'll wait for the bar... What did you say the name was again?
Pig and Turtle. If it's still there, of course. Last time I saw it, it was... having issues.
Issues?
Fire. A whole lot of fire.
Zoran, what makes you think it would still be there?
Oh, you don't know Eivor. If he's still around, his bar is too. Whoa. Wow. Okay, just hang on a sec, will you?
The pair turned a corner on the cobblestone street, and a wave of crashing memory hit Zoran coldly in the face. His eyes fell on the familiar bear and lion fountain in the center of the square, its dark colors glistening from the cool mist of the three streams that continuously bathed it in the late afternoon sun. The clouds above were catching gold as stars began to peek out from the darkening blue. People hastily passed in the still bustling marketplace on the streets of Port Lafour. Smells wafted from several street vendors cooking fish and lamb, and even cabbage wraps with heavily spiced ground meat boiled in pots and sold on wooden skewers.
Move, little man.
Hey, watch it.
Looks like someone's got a death wish.
No. My bad.
Stop it. We can take these guys. Look at them.
Look at what?
You're going to get us killed. Shut up. You go right ahead, good sir.
Pukes. Whatever.
Don't get sloppy, Vash. We are not in some fancy city. These guys are angry and well, the good guys are criminals.
That's no problem, just you probably look really weak to that guy.
Hey, I do not.
You practically licked his boots. Oh, there you go, right ahead, good sir.
Look, your majesty, he could have killed us.
Yep, but the secret is making sure he doesn't know that. Hey, is that...
Sweet smoke struck his nose as wide braziers were lit outside a familiar building that also faced the fountain. The skirted brick was blackened in spots, but the frame was exactly how he remembered it. A large oaken door swung open as a minotaur and three sailors walked in ahead of them, spilling some of the cheer and celebration from within out onto the street. The sign above the large oaken door was unmistakable.
Well, I'll be. Here it is, buddy. Welcome to the Pig and Turtle.
Butler, here you be. Tall ale for the sailor and wine for his ugly girlfriend.
Haven't heard that one before.
what are you having?
He's always like that. Can't remember his name, though.
Wine isn't that bad. Cheap, but not bad. So, tell me about the last time you were here.
Sure. I may keep it low, though.
Sure.
The two friends leaned in at the bar to close the conversation from any unwanted ears. They had seen some guards patrolling outside that proved Port Lafour was still under Lord Pallas's control after all these years. Zoran was hoping the Pig and Turtle was still operating from the Trade Baron's direction and not from the military's.
So while Cordelia was playing and we were all having a great time, Elavive, Sophie, Benedict... Wait, no, that's right. Benedict left while she was playing. Following
someone?
Yeah. Yeah, over there. That booth in the corner. See, there were three of them in there. A tall guy with two shorter ones in dark cloaks. The one in the middle was some sort of prisoner.
Prisoner? From what? Benedict said one of them was Zane, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, Zane never said anything.
You filthy pirate! Hello, Zartan!
Oh, I hate when you call me that.
Dressed in fine silks and smelling of rich frankincense, the familiar short man approached the table with two bodyguards. Zoran smiled, ignoring the use of a name he did not answer to. He knew a Zartan once, he thought. The con man who hated the sun, if he remembered right, but that was no matter. Eivor's eyes showed recognition.
Eivor! How are you, my old friend?
The coin has not flowed the same since you last saw me, child.
The fire?
Eivor drew his hand up shortly, silencing them from speaking further.
Come. Come with me. There are many ears here, and it's getting harder to tell who my friends are anymore. Sit here and finish your drink. I will be in my office. Sneak back when the dancers begin. Everyone should be distracted. Enjoy the show, my friend!
Smiling, the man swooped to the next table, greeting them in a similar fashion. The ale tasted bittersweet on the tongue, rich and malty, just like he remembered. The ale here was always a favorite, thick and creamy, the foam sticking to the inside of the dented pewter tankard. He absentmindedly sized up a dent with his thumb, wondering if this was one that he held once years ago in the same bar. The crowd rose and drew to the stage where four dancers in silks and jewels swayed. Another two leapt onto the stage, swinging their arms in a windmill pattern with brass batons behind them. They were all beautiful and powerful. Coins clinked together, thus attached to long sashes tied at the waist, as well as ones now being tossed onto the stage. One powerful dancer leapt from the stage and picked up a smaller member of the audience onto his shoulders, resuming the whirlwind dance with the batons. The guest smiled broadly, laughing as he swayed gently, with a mug still in his hands. The crowd drew closer.
Now,
Vash nodded as the two men stuck to the blind spot at the rear of the crowd, snaking their way to the back of the room where Avar's office was. The familiar pine hallway led to a door with a blackened iron knocker. Vash went to raise it with a hand when the door flew open.
Don't knock. Get in here. Zoran, good to see you. How is my shining star?
Oh, Cordelia? Oh, she's great. If I were to guess, she's studying some book back home or finally learning to cook something substantial.
She can cook fine. You're too hard on her.
Oh, you have no idea what disasters lie in store in any kitchen she touches.
Ah, your friend is right. Cordelia, I'm sure, can cook fine. Hello, my new friend. Any friend of Zoran's is a friend of mine. You are?
Vash, sir. Vash Silverbrand.
Well, I'll be Shay Silverbrand's lost son. Now turn to wine smug... My apologies. I mean, distribution. Am I right?
Yep, one and the same.
Splendid. and well met. So Zorin, why are you here? Why did you come back? I know it wasn't just to donate more coin to my purse.
Eivor, I'm looking for Tatterdroot.
Delphi? Ooh, haven't heard that name in a while. He disappeared a year or so ago.
What about Darktusk? Is he still running mercenaries out of here?
No, he went back to Darkovnia. You looking for men or weapons?
Either. I'm looking for allies.
Eivor stroked the orange-red beard on his deep brown chin. He nodded in understanding of his friend.
Zorin, your friends are gone here, except for me anymore. But that just means it's time to make new friends. I believe you need to go east.
To Firstport?
Yes. Start there. Pallas still hasn't been able to enter Viridian, so you should still be able to find allies there. The magic of the streams is still more powerful than any force he could muster. Wait. Hold on. Oh, no. You have to go. Come, over here. Okay. Now, wait here. If I drop my hand, you drop down that passage. It leads to an alley 4 blocks away, and from there, out of the city.
Eivor crept to the right of his office door and ducked behind the thick curtain that framed it. It hid a small sliding panel that he slid to the right quietly, revealing a small mirror that turned 45 degrees to view down the hallway. The light from his office, hidden by the curtains behind him, offered him complete invisibility. He cringed. Down the hall, he saw his bodyguards arguing with 2 Dark Army soldiers, Lord Pallas's army. They had to have known who was here. Just behind them, he saw the cause.
Oh, Davies, why did you have to betray me like that? Worst bartender in the business for a reason, I suppose.
Oi! What's all this about? Davies, why aren't these guests drinking? My house, my room. Come, boy.
He swung open the door and stepped out, waving his hand downward to Zorin and Bash. Dropping silently into the musty darkness, the 2 sprinted up the brick hallway under the streets of Port Lafour. They saw the light behind them extinguish as the trapdoor closed and the carpet slid over it, once again hiding their flight. The travel to Firstport took them only 4 days and nights. As they traveled light and the rations they carried were running very low. Despite all that, Zorin now smiled as he looked around the familiar harbor.
Oh, you smell that?
Ugh, fish guts?
No, smoked oysters.
Oh, for the love of... You don't eat that trash, do you?
What, you don't? Wow, you are seriously sheltered, aren't you?
You know they only smoke them when they go bad, right?
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm calling bull on that. You are just scared.
You call it what you want. I'm son of the Silverbrand, you know? The whalers?
Oh, now what the hell does whaling have to do with oysters?
It's similar.
I want to see you with a harpoon hunting oysters.
Stop.
Heroic.
Shut up.
There we are.
The periwinkle platypus?
Hey, we don't judge names here, Vash. Show some respect.
It's kind of stupid.
Shut up and go inside.
Well, hello. Come, have a seat. Let me get you some fine... Wait, Vash?
We'll all be a shark's testicle. If it isn't Derry Goldleaf, how are you?
Better than you. I at least have a bed and have taken a shower recently. How can I help you?
Well, we're looking for work.
Work?
Yep.
We are?
Best way to make friends.
Ah. Okay.
Can't buy friends all the time, Zorin.
Hey, I wasn't planning on...
Zorin? Ha, yes. Hey, Spindle. Look who's here.
A nearby table turned to face Zorin as he lowered the cards in their hands. The surly faces were inquisitive as they peered through the thick pipe smoke. One face was attached to a short, strong halfling with bouncing black curls which flopped as she jumped up on the table, pointing at Zorin.
Oi, fuzzy face. Come for a rematch, I see. Yeah, let's go, Will Spit. Get a drink and go over here.
Yeah, that's right, Spindle. I'm back. Better hide your money.
This could be a very bad night.
Hey, it's your money. Maybe tonight you can buy friends.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, the irony. We're friends being handed out for free. Neither of you two idiots would walk away with one.
Zorin turned and felt his heart drop slightly as his eyes fell on the black-haired elf, clad in familiar blue robes. His trademark smirk was overshadowed by the recognizable condescension that dripped from his tongue like acid on an open wound.
If they were free!
Hey!
Oh, no introduction needed. We know each other real well, don't we, Vix?
Appearing in this episode, Merchant, Krista Kolasar, Vash, Barrett Giant, Vix, Daniel Nichols, Zorin, Cody Miller, Avar, Matthew Clark, Derry Goldleaf, Brad Zimmerman, Mercenary, Hannah Jenkins, and Storm S. Cohn, Spindle, Piper Cleveland, The Really Bad Bartender, and Keldor, the narrator, Mike Atchley. All music in this episode is written and performed by Mike Atchley and is available wherever you stream your music. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Dice Tower Theater's Dawn of Dragons. Please join us in thanking our magnificent cast by leaving a review on your favorite podcasting platform. In our next episode, we rejoin Sophie and Scott Meir inside the Dwarven Forge within the ancient volcano. Are their fears founded? Is the once great forge cold and in the hands of giants? What of the proud people of Bloodwood? Where have they gone? Stay tuned for when we return next month, or jump ahead by joining our patron at any level. Till then, venturers, stay safe and remember the oath.